perfectly on time.
Yes, if there is no conflict with
yes,
that.
Hello?
Mr. Martin is on 9-2. He's at the Washington Hospital Center.
Which Mr. Martin?
Lewis Martin.
Yeah, okay, hold him just a minute. Is he out there sick or something?
He has been, yes, but he says he's feeling fine right now.
Would you say to get some flowers today?
Yes, sir.
Hold him till I finish with
thank him. You. Just a moment, please.
You.
Are you comfortable, sir?
All fine.
You mind waiting? Thank you.
Yeah.
Quinn King and Mr. O'Donnell's office.
Thank you.
Hello?
Gwen, I've got Mr. Martin on the phone now. And he's I told the president, and he said, well, hold him till I get through Miss Price.
That's right.
So I'm holding him.
Well,
I didn't know that.
Well, I didn't either, because all I know is what they told me to put him through, you know.
Well, he's at the Washington Hospital Center.
Well, they said they thought he was here, but Andy Hatcher was in here, and they'd all talked to the president, so I think they understood that.
What is this man's name? Is it L-O-U-I-S?
Yeah, it's L-O-U-I-S, and he's with the Democratic National Committee, and he's a Negro, and he's in charge of, you know, what do you call it?
All right. Well,
minorities group.
Okay. Okay? Thank you, ma'am, very much. Mr. Martin?
Hello.
He'll be right with you.
Fine.
How long are they going to keep you there?
Oh, I should be out in the next 4 or 5 days at least.
Oh, I see. Well, hope it won't be too much longer.
Yeah.
Hold on just a moment. Thank you. Yeah. Famer?
Marie, yes. Chuck Roberts.
Hello.
What are you doing laid up?
How are you, Mr. President?
Glad to hear you. How you doing?
Well, they took my spleen out 2 weeks ago, and, you know, I had a problem with blood coagulation. They got it under control, and I understand the next 3 or 4 days they're going to shoot me out of here.
You better come on back. Goldwater's got us in a hole and going to run us in a cave.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you one thing. That State of the Union message was one of the great thrills of my life.
Well, I'll send you a copy of it.
You know, I'm you know, I started back there with the Roosevelts and man, that economic stuff, and you know, you that's right down my alley.
That's wonderful. Say, who is the best man to speak to the Negro community about appointments besides you?
Appointments to different jobs?
Yeah.
Well, I think one of the men you've got there that knows them all pretty well is Bob.
Bob Weaver,
yeah.
That's good. Well, I'll talk to you and Bob then.
Yeah, I tell you, Bob is pretty objective.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's pretty good on it. He knows those.
I'm giving some thought. I don't want to put a Negro in the cabinet, and I haven't got a place, and I am not going to have. And I don't want to be talking about it like Lodge. I want to do something instead of talk.
Well, look, everything so far has been wonderful. Roy Wilkins was up here with Bob Mitchell the day before yesterday. And I've had several other callers, and they had everybody. You'd be amazed at the goodwill you've got.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm figuring on doing. I'm sending for him. I'm giving some thought if I can get by with the State Department. Make Carl Rowan head of USIA and let him sit in the Security Council. And
oh, that would be great.
I believe that he can.
He's good.
He's got my confidence, and he's a pretty good boy, and I want to talk to you. And is he pretty well accepted in the community? Do they like him?
Great. And I think he'd go across the board, white and Negro.
Well, he's a very fair, competent man. He went around the world, and he spent a month living in real one little compartment in a plane, and he knows how to get along, and he handled all my press and everything, and he never did get flustered.
You got a good man, Mr. President.
I just believe the Security Council and all of Cuba and all of Panama and things like that, it would give him a stature that nobody ever had. And I'm looking for some way to do something like that. Now, I believe he's the best one I know because he's had all that State Department experience.
He is. And I think you've got a good, that's an excellent.
Succeeding Murrah ought to be pretty good.
Who?
I say his succeeding Murrah ought to be pretty good because I know new Murrah was first class.
Yeah. Well, then this Carl has had a great deal of experience, and he's come up the right way. He knows the boys on the game inside and out, and he's done an excellent job here in administration. And he's loyal. You won't have any trouble with him. There's no duplicity about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. He's a good man, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I want to talk to you about it. I haven't made up my mind. I haven't talked to him.
Yeah.
And it's, well, Rusk hadn't cleared it. But that's just what I had in mind. I thought I'd better get your idea before I pursued it any further.
That's tremendous. Now, don't worry about it. I'll tell you one thing we get out here. That's all I've been doing is sitting here plotting, trying to get these votes together.
Now, do you know this Mrs. Frankie Freeman out in Missouri?
Yeah.
Has she got any ability?
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you know Edith Sampson, Chicago?
Great.
Which is the better for the Civil Rights Commission?
Well, they're both different, very different types. You know, Edith Sampson is a little more aggressive.
Well, we want somebody to be aggressive on Civil Rights Commission. We want somebody that's unquestioned.
Yeah, well, Edith Sampson would be straight.
Mm-hmm.
She knows how far. She's aggressive, but she also has a sense of political sense.
Is she respected in the community?
Oh, yes. Now, she had a little trouble with, she and Bill don't get along very well, Bill Dawson.
Well, I don't want to get in trouble with him, because he's our friend.
She was Daley's assistant.
Yeah.
And she wangled that judgeship out there, despite Dawson wasn't particularly hot in the morning.
Well, has she got a judgeship?
Yeah, she's been elected judge, you know.
She wouldn't take it.
Well, she's already a judge.
Civil Rights Commission don't give you anything. It's just a monthly. It comes in once a month or something.
Yeah.
She wouldn't give it up, would she?
Oh, she wouldn't give up the judgeship, I don't know.
Well, she can't serve on both of them.
Oh, that's right. Well, one municipal and the other federal.
I know it, but you can't hold two jobs.
Yeah.
What about Ms. Freeman?
Well, I'm hiring on Ms. Freeman because she's down. I talked to Governor Dalton. You know Governor Dalton?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, at the gala, the last gala we had, I rode with Governor Dalton, and he told me that he thought the world of Miss Freeman, and he was going to try to find some way to make her a judge. Well, now, I've talked with the Negro community out there, and they think she's great, and a very good lawyer. Well, the fact that the governor, who knew her well, you know, anybody can work both sides, you know, get them all kind
yeah.
of, that's what, I don't know, this has been some time ago, things may have changed. But
I'd like to have Marjorie Lawson. She's smart as hell, but she's already a judge, so she couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Do they think she's had too much anyway?
No, this is strictly.
Yeah.
Mr. President.
Yeah.
I think. I hate to say this, but he's too slick.
She is. Yeah. Well, I don't know about her husband, but she's a damn able woman.
Well, there's no question about it. The only thing I'm saying is it's just too.
Yeah. Well, now.
This is, I don't, you know,
hello?
Let me finish talking on it.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, this is just between us, you know.
Well, nobody will ever know it but me.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the former president had that problem, too.
Yeah. Well, maybe we ought to.
I mean, I don't mean you should. No,
maybe we ought to take Frankie Freeman and you take a look at her then.
Yeah, well, have somebody give her a good going over, and I think you know the governor out there and all. The way I do, I get all of the Negro sentiment, and then I try to find somebody else to give me the other side. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think you certainly got some excellent.
Now, I've got me a good Negro secretary, this Jerry Whittington. Do you know her?
Tremendous.
Well,
that
she's
a wonderful girl. She was a dunker.
They want to have her. They want to have her on a show. I've got a secret. And her secret is she's Secretary of the President of the United States. Now, would that be exploiting it?
No.
You think it'd be all right?
Because this girl is, and that's a good way to break it.
Okay, much obliged. You come in when you get ready, because you're my man now, and I'm for you. No trouble, hell, I just want you to give me trouble. I want you to make me do things that need to be done.
But don't you worry, we go to whip about it.
We just stay with them, but we're going to get some things done, too.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to get that.
All right, goodbye.
Great, thank you, President.